Today's reading comes from Matthew 22, 35 through 39, out of the Common English Bible. One of them, a legal expert, tested him. "Teacher, what is the greatest commandment in the law?" He replied, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. You must love your neighbor as yourself." Here ends the reading.
Does everybody here remember Mr. Rogers? Mr. Rogers' neighborhood? Was anybody here ever curious why he always wore the cardigan sweaters? Am I the only crazy person in the room? You ever notice when he came in, he was always zippity-doo-dah and this and that, and he would change his shoes, but he would always have on that cardigan sweater. And the reason behind it is really, it's kind of amazing. Mr. Rogers had tattoos all the way from his wrist, all the way up his arms, because he was a Navy SEAL. And he wore the sweaters to hide the tattoos because the producers of the show thought it would scare the children. Now we look at Mr. Rogers and here he is. He's playing around with puppets and things like that in his neighborhood. And he was a Navy SEAL. And no one ever really thought about that. Today we're talking about neighborhoods and we're talking about the different things that each neighborhood has in its basic makeup. Now, here in Alpha, we have neighborhoods. Is anybody here never lived in a neighborhood? We've all lived in a neighborhood. No matter if you're in the country, if you're in the city, you live in a neighborhood. It might be bigger, it might be smaller, it might be a little bit different. When we lived in Florida, we lived in what was known as a subdivision. Now, for those of you that have ever experienced a subdivision, that's got to be the craziest place in the world to live. There was all kind of rules in our subdivision. Rule number one that I got a nasty hate gram about one day was because the pollen off the tree had fallen against my house and it had changed the color from this creamy, ugly white color to a polleny green color. And I hadn't been out there and washed the house yet. And they sent me a letter. A friend of mine received a letter because he had his work pickup truck, like Eddie's truck, parked in his driveway. And they pointed out to him, "Our bylaws say that trucks are not allowed to be parked in your driveway." So, well, that eliminates a bunch of you from being able to park in your own driveway. Then my favorite one. How many of you put your trash cans out before you go to work? How many of you pick up your trash cans before you get home from work? They would send you a letter because their bylaws stated that the trash cans were placed on the curb the morning before the trash pickup, not the night before, the morning before the trash pickup. And then once your trash was picked up by the collection agency, your can has exactly 2 hours to be placed back behind your privacy fence. Now, imagine telling your boss, "Wait a minute, I've got to leave because I've got to go home and put my trash cans away because my neighbors are not going to be happy about it." Crazy place to live. And then the important thing that I really liked about it was they charged you $400 a month to live there. Never could quite understand that. You're buying your house, but we're going to charge you $400 more to live there so we can tell you to wash the pollen off your house, pick up your trash cans, and don't park your work truck in a driveway. Interesting place, full of rules. Full of rules. The Pharisees in today's text, they had all kind of rules too. If you go back and you read about all the sacrifices in the Old Testament stuff, all those were established by the Pharisees. The Pharisees were the religious leaders of the time. They came up with all these rules and mandates that they wanted people to follow. If you sin, Mary, you got to come in, give me 2 chickens and a goat, and go on in there and you'll be freed of your sins. Sadie, if you sin, give me a couple of pans of brownies. One for Lindsay, you know, one for me. And your sins are washed away. They had all these rules. And they didn't like it when Jesus came along because Jesus eliminated a lot of their rules. A lot of their mandates. It was all taken away from them. So these people are there and they were upset with Jesus. And the disciples that followed Jesus, they kept asking this important thing. Lord, there are so many rules about being a Christian. We can't handle this. The people that are around us, the neighborhood around us, they don't want to follow all these rules and mandates. And Jesus gave them today's text. The most important commandment of all. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul. Anybody in here love the Lord? Okay. So a lot of us are in that boat. Everybody in here love ourselves? Now this is all coming out of a time of sitting around and reflecting and studying. So the complaint box will be set up out on the table out later, and you can write your complaints for me later. How can you love the Lord if you don't love yourself? Have you thought about that? So many times in our lives, we sit around and we focus on things that we've done wrong, right? We've all sinned. Every one of us has sinned in one way or another, and we continue to sin today. Some of us, we think our sins are a whole lot higher than the sins that we judge. Some of us want to think that we can mandate what sin is and how somebody's sins are worse than our own. It's easy, you know, the old salt, the dust in the eye or the plank in the eye. Which one is it for you? And a question I've always asked many, many people, and I'm an avid studier of history. I love to read about history and study history. Adolf Hitler, before he committed suicide, which is in question, because a lot of times we think that Hitler committed suicide, but actually he was shot by one of his own guards. And right before his life expired, he asked for forgiveness of everything he's done in his life. He asked for forgiveness of everything he's done in his life. Now, our faith tells us that once we ask for forgiveness, grace is supplied to us. And Hitler today, folks, is walking the streets of heaven. Now, our human brains, we don't want to wrap ourselves around that and think that there's no way the most evilest man in the history of the world could ever be occupying heaven. But our faith tells us different, because when we ask for forgiveness of our sins, we have to look away from that sin like it never existed. We can't go back to it. But we separate ourselves as people because we hold on to that sin so much that we think the things that we've done, and we're so disappointed in ourselves that we don't love ourselves. We just don't love ourselves. There's many of us that we walk before a mirror, and we stand there in front of the mirror and we look at our image and we're disappointed. We went from being slender, attractive, Evan Curry looking young men to this fine example before you today. Hair's falling out, gray beard, belly starting to grow. After yesterday's work, the back was killing me. I stand in front of a mirror, I'm kind of disappointed in myself. Don't love what I see. Am I willing to do something about it like Eddie and do the T25? No. I'm not that devoted. God intended me to be a short little fat bald man. And I'm going to kind of hold him up to that. I'm going to be the short little fat bald man. But I'm not happy with the image that I'm seeing. So I don't love myself. But I read further into Scripture, it says that we all, each one of us, male, female, black, white, Muslim, Hindu, Hindu, whatever, are created in the image of God. So when I stand before that mirror, I've got to love what I see because I see God. Because I'm created in His image. The only problem is I fall short of His image. I sin. I'm human. There's always a factor. But for me to be able to love the Lord my God with all my heart, mind, body, and soul, I've got to love me first. Then I've got to start loving the people around me. And once I start loving those people, I grow in relationship with God. Because when I see the image of Miriam, I see God. I don't see Miriam. When I see Ken, I've got to use eye drops and things, but I can see God. It happens. We all see God in different ways. We've just got to look for that image. We've got to look for that blessing. We've got to look in our neighborhoods what's around us. Once you love yourself, you can love others because you've already got you taken care of. The interesting thing about life is there's only one person that walks this earth that really loves you. It's you. Because if we look at our spouses, and I know my spouse, you get ready to cheer right onto this. There's a lot of things, believe it or not, that I've done wrong. I didn't notice an audible gasp there, but it's the truth. So at times, she don't love me 100% like she loves herself. And each one of you, you got the same thing about your spouse, don't you? You can look at him and say, if she leaves her... In fact, I'll back up and I'll quote one from this one right here. If he don't quit complaining, that short little man... Times, we have a little dislike with those around us. A little upsetness. And when we have that, it separates us a little bit from God. It takes us away from God because the image that we see and the image that we love, if we are not happy, we back up. We back up. When we back up, we tend to need to regroup and refocus. And we've got to go back to loving ourselves. I spoke with a young lady this past week that was... She was really contemplating on ending her life because she thought that everything that she's done is no longer forgiven. That there's no way, bye. There's no way that she could ever find the glory of God because of the things that she's done 20, 30, 40 years ago. And I took her into my office and we stood before the mirror. And I stood there and I asked her, I said, what do you see? And she couldn't look up at the mirror. And all she kept saying was, I'm a disappointment. I'm a disappointment. And I pointed out to her that the commandments that God gave us, He also follows. That He loves everything about her. Everything she's done. He might have been a little disappointed in her decisions at times. But He still gave her the grace and love that she needs. And she got to experience that love of God by just looking in a mirror. Simply seeing an image appear before her. She got to see that with her heart, her mind, her body, her soul, she was really walking with God the entire time when her life fell short. Second part of what Jesus said, love those around you. Love those around you in your neighborhood. There's people we don't like in our neighborhood. there's people that we think they could do things a little bit different. But look at them with God's eyes. Accept their quirks. Accept their failures. Accept that you've been there on that side of the coin many, many times. And each time God supplied love to you, supply that love to the next person. Today we celebrate Memorial Day, a time to look back, a time to reflect, a time to give thanks for those who went before you. Give thanks to yourself. Be in remembrance of yourself today. Love yourself. Be willing to stand before the mirror. Look at the image with God eyes. Please stand and join us in our closing song.